Thank you for coming out, and ask the Lord to touch your minds and give us understanding in the things of the Spirit. Open the Bible to us. And the Bible is not a hard book, and yet it is a very hard book. It's a mystery. Most of it is in mystery form. But once you have the keys to the kingdom, your keys to the kingdom, right? Now, you cannot drive your cars without they're changing it now, but you kind of have to have keys, right, to get into your house. Or keys are very important, and you have keys to the Bible. And the Lord said to the disciples, "I give you the keys to the kingdom." And the apostles passed the keys down to us. Amen. That's it. And here we are today, unlocking some of the Word of God to you. And you're sitting there and you said, "Well, what's he going to preach about?" Let him talk about some money and how to make some money and the blessings and a car. But then that would be in the natural realm, see, material realm. And we would bring God down into that realm and of natural things. So you rejoice when you get somebody hand you a key to your car, and that's okay. But then that's not the kingdom. That is not the kingdom. And it's a blessing, yes, but that is not the kingdom. And don't stay there. Don't live in that world. You have to move on in God. But sometimes, you know, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have. See, he had something that money could not buy. "Such as I have, give I thee." What was that? It comes only in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. See, the man had the keys to the kingdom. And then the lame man began to walk and to talk, and he entered into church. And they went in and had a good time in the temple. God is so wise. God gave a dream. God gave a dream to a king, a dream. And he lost it. He said he couldn't remember. Then he called for his wise men, the magician, the soothsayers, astronomers and astrologists and so on. You know, all of that to get into his brain and tell him what he dreamt. I mean, that's impossible. To get into somebody's brain, his mind, and tell him what he dreamt. And he called him, and they couldn't tell him. He said, "Well, if you cannot tell me my dream and the interpretation, you have no heads. You're gone. Off with your heads." That was very strict, wasn't it? That was a hard punishment for such a thing. But God was behind it, because God had to show us the order, and that he was in charge, and that nothing could happen without God. You're here because God wants you here. See, you're here because God wants you here. And you're listening to this word because God wants you to hear it. And God wants you to hear this because God knows that you need it. And God has selected you to sit and hear this message. And you say, "Well, I can turn on my radio and hear a message." Yes, you can. But what I'm trying to show you this morning is that the lesson that we're talking about came directly from the mind of God. In the fact that God shows it to a king that had authority, but he was showing him that God himself is greater. He was an earthly king. Nebuchadnezzar was an earthly king, but God was the king of heaven, the king of glory. And he was above all things. So it was one king dealing with another king. A higher king was dealing with a lower king. See, so God had to give this dream not to anybody, an ordinary person, but to the head, and then they could not interpret it because it was from God. The dream was from God, and the magicians could not get into the king's mind and bring the dream back. God would not reveal it to them. So to make the story or the lesson short, because you know the lesson, you can read it, Daniel chapter 2, the most beautiful chapter in the Bible. Daniel is a beautiful book. And a preacher comes to you, and that's all right, and he picks a verse of scripture, one verse of scripture, okay? And then he jump and he shout and he talk and he puts all kind of thing in and he bring in all kind of stuff and make you feel good and you're happy, and that's all right. That's okay, because that's what he has. But the word of God goes more. God gave to the church apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers. Now, even in the natural, you have kindergarten, right? Then you have grade, what, one? First grade, second, go on up, right? You have grades, and that's fine. And you have teachers that's on the level that will teach you at first grade or grade. But then there's others that will teach you at the university level. All right? So you have to move up from kindergarten all the way up. Now the church has not done that. The church remain in that first grade. Or I'm not condemning, but you cannot get a good job with a first grade knowledge. You're just going to have to kind of go a little further, right? And you're growing up into natural knowledge, the same thing in the spirit. So the church has not grown up into spiritual things. And the fact that when you see them, you still have to talk to a 20-year-old church like a baby. But a 20-year-old young lady or young man in university, you can put those hard problems up there and walk away and tell them solve it. You see the difference? But if you put the order stuff upon the of the word of God and says, go ahead and solve it and explain it, they can't explain it, like I told you about Isaiah 45, right? Said, I want you to solve that and tell me about the two leaves gates, and I gave you an assignment that I will come back. Now, I test my church, and I say, I think by now they should know it. And we were going through from Genesis to Revelation, and most of them stumbled. You get what I mean? And you got that simple name. How are you going to walk up to Malachi and shake his hands unless you know his name? You don't even know. Somebody say, who's that? That's Malachi. Mali who? You see, you have to get acquainted. Then they talk about the 12 apostles, right? Who are the 12 apostles? Name that. And we just kind of don't know a lot of stuff about the Bible, basic stuff that we need to know. And the driver's license, you have to have basic, you know, if you don't know it. And some little things that you think you know, but it's not. And the way they ask you, and the way they framed it, and the way they ask you is that you don't know it. Okay, so then God gave us problems to solve. God gave it, in other words, so we can know him. The reason why God put all these things in the Bible is because he wants to enlarge our minds so we can know him. Now, if you just grab a verse here and there from the Old Testament or a verse or a chapter from the New Testament, you'll never know God. But it has to be line upon line, precepts upon precepts, here a little and there a little. And then you begin to understand the mysteries of God. God is a very wonderful God. Hallelujah. He's a very wonderful God. And the more you study about him, is the more you love him. The more you begin to understand how wise and how great he is the more your heart just open up to him. And you won't forget him because there's something drawing you back to the word of God. You put it down for a while and you cannot stay away from it because he draws you, as Solomon says, draw me and we will run. Not just walk, but we will run after you. And your heart, you run not with your feet, but you run with your heart. Your heart is just running because you can be here, but your heart is in heaven. And you set your affection on heavenly things and not on things on the earth. Why are you setting your affection on heavenly thing? Because that's where your love is. Amen. Where your treasure is. And where your treasure is, your heart will be. And we have a treasure in heaven. Jesus Christ is our treasure. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, what a Savior. What a loving Jesus that gets to your heart and touch you and make you understand how much He loved you too. For God just so loved the world that the only way that He could tell us and express us is by giving us His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. Don't you love Him? And it makes you love Him. It makes you, young men and young women, just pour your heart out. Older people just love Him. And you might have failed in love somewhere, but you're not going to fail with your Christ. Oh, you love this man from Galilee. You love this man that walk on the sea, that heal the blind and the crippled and the lame and cleanse the leper. Amen. And then He said, He died for you and He rose. He said, look, I've conquered death for you. And I'm going away, but I'm coming back. Don't you love this man? Huh? This man that deliver us from sin and deliver us from all evil. Okay. We're back to Daniel. We're in the second chapter. And I just love that chapter. And second chapter of Daniel. And go to verse 43. Go to verse 35. Go up there. Verse 35. Quickly. Said in verse 35. You find that yet? Okay, let's begin to read. Then was the iron. Notice there. Pay attention to this, because you say, oh, I stole. No, this isn't. See, what God did is that God gave him the dream, Daniel, the interpretation of the dream from the king. And he went, and in the night vision, God transferred or caused Daniel to understood what was in the mind of the king. Okay? Daniel understood it and saw it even with the interpretation. The king saw it, he forgot it. And he didn't know the interpretation. But Daniel saw it. Okay? Daniel saw it. And not only did he saw it, but he received the interpretation of the dream. Now, what he saw was God, follow me now, was God, I don't know if I should do it again. Okay, last week I had Brother Andre, and it didn't work too good. Go on up there again. Come on up here. Didn't work too good. But today, let me see if we can get it better. And Brother Kobe had a ruler, but I put it back. Okay. Now, what he saw, I want to show you what he saw. What he saw, yes, get up there if you can. What he saw was a man. Okay, man's government. Follow me. He saw man's government, man's rule, man's age, and how long man had to rule, and then it's over. Okay, and what would happen after, there would be another kingdom. Follow me? It's all about a kingdom, kingdoms. One kingdom after another passed away. But there would come another kingdom who would totally remove them, and that kingdom would now be established, would stay, and could not be removed. And that would be the kingdom forever. And it's called the kingdom of heaven. So follow now, it's important because you're in it. You're part of it. You can't get out of it. Okay? You're in that image. You're in that program. Every person on the face of the earth. And God just is so wise that He could pack in. You see, He knows what He's doing. Let's make man in our own image. And from Genesis. And so He began a program. And He hides it. That you could not. Don't I look like a professor? Yeah. I do. See, so. Now. All right. Can you all see the image that the king dreamt? So I'm Daniel. See? And I dreamt that this was the image that the king saw. But the difference was, it was head of gold. See, Zed? As gold. Pure gold. Right. It's gold. So this was Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Are you following me now? Nebuchadnezzar's dream. The gold. Head of gold, right? And then this was it. And the next one was Medo-Persia, which is the arms of Silver and brass, right? Brass, right? So you follow. So this was the brass. So number two, image, man, still man. Then coming on down now, you have the other part is, no, you're getting it wrong. Second in me is the Persia, silver. And the next one was the Grecian kingdom, which is the belly and the thigh, which was the first king was Alexander the Great. Follow now. The second kingdom was Darius, which is took over by Cyrus. That's the assignment I gave you. Are you following me now? Cyrus, he took over the Medes and the Persians. The Medes and the Persians are today modern Iran and Iraq. Still in existence. Then Greece. Alexander the Great. He died at the age of less than 33. Young, right? He conquered the then known world. And then you have a diverse fourth beast, which is different from all of that. Having, was it seven heads? Did we reach there? And 10 horns? Okay, but he was made of iron. Coming down the iron, the legs, was iron, just totally. But when he came down to the bottom, 10 toes there, 10 toes. I know you can't see, but there are 10 toes. Am I right? Good. And they're made of
iron,
England, clay. So any moment now you might fall over. Please don't. Please don't. Okay, but the iron and the clay. So all of that, this is important now. God, when Daniel interpreted, we were up here. The world was up here. But now it's down here in the, wouldn't you say that's the end? Wouldn't you say that it's over? Huh? None of that has failed. You had the history tells you. You can go to the library and you had the gold, Babylon. You can go down the Medes and Persians. You can go down there, the Grecians. You can read it in the library if you can't read it from the Bible. And then down there, Rome. And now we're down in the toes, 10 toes. I use my finger, 10 toes. Iron mingled with clay. Now, but to hold up the system of government, because these were all system of government, Gentile government. Now, during this reign of the Romans, that's when Jesus was born and died and rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. It's amazing, isn't it? And during this time, the church was also born. And coming down here, the 10 toes, you remember now, Daniel, hold still a little bit, Brother Andre. In Daniel, let's go on to 35, is it? Let's read. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken in pieces together. But notice, they did not become a kingdom again. What did they become? Like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. Read on. And the wind carried them away, that no place in the economy, God, no place in the kingdom of God, no place in the hurt was found for them anymore. It's over. It's done. It's gone. Somebody shout. Are you enjoying it? No place was found for them. And the stone, but notice now, they were smitten by a stone. Mama, a stone. The stone is another kingdom. It's a stone kingdom. It's the kingdom of God. It's the kingdom of God that came to take over. So this stone did not come from heaven. It was hewn out of the mountain without the help of man. Without hands. And it went against that stone That stone I was looking for a stone, but I couldn't find one. But just make believe that there's a stone. And a stone that was hewn out without hands smote the image, not up here, not down there, but right there where it's brittle. And it could not be joined in what? The feet. Sister Becker was giving me a stone. Is that something I can eat, girl?
Yeah.
Then I'm not going to throw this away. I'm going to eat this. But the stone went against the image. And what happened? Somebody help me. What happened? It smote it in the feet and scattered it. But notice the stone, what happened to the stone. And the stone that smote the image became what? Mountains or kingdom. It became a great kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Shout somebody. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. All of the... Yeah, he's got. That's true. That's right. You fulfill it. It's scattered. The stone. Somebody, okay. So you understand. You see, it's gone. But the little stone became a great mountain or great kingdom. You follow? You're good students. It became a great mountain. And fill all the earth. All right. Remember now that the scripture says that the knowledge of Babylon is gone. The knowledge of the Medes and the Persian and the Grecian. The knowledge of Rome is gone. The knowledge of the ten mingled kingdom is gone. But one stay, and the knowledge of the glory of God, come on, shall cover the earth as the water cover the sea. The stone grew, the kingdom grew, and became a great mountain. Isaiah said, of the increase of his government and peace, somebody help me, shall be no end. It's an increase of government. The government of Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So there's only one kingdom. And aren't you glad you're in that kingdom? Aren't you glad you're a part of that kingdom tonight? But this kingdom is not established with carnal weapons. Because the weapons are for warfare, they're not carnal. But they're mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. What weapons? What weapons? They were singing and praising and dancing and shouting and rejoicing. And as they did that, God dwelt in the praises of his people. And what God did, God turned their tongues. God turned our tongues. God turned the tongues of the children of the kingdom. How did he do it? Into a sharp, two-edged sword. Peter, put up your sword. Don't use that sword anymore, because I've got another sword. I've got a sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I'm going to put that word in your mouth. Come on. And it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my Spirit. You're going to bring down strongholds. And everything that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, you will bring it down. Hallelujah. And every time you shout, and every time you praise God, every time you stamp your feet, every time you clap your hands, that's doing damage to the kingdom of the devil. That's why the devil wants to shut you up and make you sit there and fall asleep and don't know how to praise him. But when you understand that you're here and you've come to the kingdom, you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. God brought you here. Sister Pauline, you've come to the kingdom. Sister Millie, that's why God spared your life. 91 years and still do damage to the devil. Tell the devil he's a liar. You don't have me, devil, but I belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And I'm going to serve him with all my heart. Are you with me today? God. I don't care how weak you are. That's when you're strong. All you've got to do is let the weak say. Let the weak say. I'm strong. Amen. In the Lord. And in the power of his might. Look, it's fill all the earth, this mountain, or this kingdom. Next verse. This is the dream. And we will tell the interpretation thereof. Now, let's go down now a little further because it tells the dream. I just explained it. The head of gold and so. Now, verse 42. Go to verse 42 for time's sake. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so notice the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. So the stone is going to just remove it. And that will be the end of man's government. And then we will be in the millennium kingdom. Because now the fifth kingdom, kingdom number five, which is the kingdom of heaven, will take over. Now you following that? Now let me give you a little hint. The kingdom, that kingdom will be David's kingdom restored. But at the end of the 1,000 years, it lasts for 1,000 years to redeem the earth and bring it back under the control, total control of God, with righteousness prevailing. 1,000 years. Revelations 20, at the end of the 1,000 years, that's a tremendous resurrection and a white throne judgment to judge and all things. With God the Father, Revelations 20, sit on that throne. And everybody's gathered. The books were open. And the dead were judged. And everybody was judged of that book. Okay? Then it comes now that, yes, death and hell is cast into the lake of fire. Summary of all things. Death and hell cast. So they're no more dying. Because they'll be dying even up until the 1,000 years. Yes, they'll be dying. But at the end of the 1,000 years, when death and hell, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. And they'll be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, and it's over. The books were open. And the dead were judged. He said, but I wonder what book? How come I don't have that book? Well, I'm giving you the book today. This is it. The books were open. Do you see the book open? And if you judge yourself right now, you'll not be judged. When I stand here as a judge, explaining the word of God to you, and if you can accept that and say, Lord, help me. I want to be a part of the kingdom that comes from heaven. This world is not my home. My Lord. I am from another world, another kingdom. I'm a new creature. And that's what repentance puts you into this kingdom. Whereas thou sawest, did I finish this? 43. Whereas thou sawest iron mixed with clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Now here's the problem, or the beautiful thing. You got to have your hearing and your mind and everything sharp, because it turns now from natural to a spiritual to mystery. And that's the problem. Do you get that? Everybody can tell you, head of gold, silver, brass, iron, clay. What like that? You can go to the library. But when it comes to the mystery, it goes into mystery, because the kingdom of heaven is not flesh and blood, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And you have to have the keys to understand what's going on now. So put up your sword. I need a key. Following? So it goes on into mysteries. I mean, mysteries. A woman riding a beast with a cup in her hand. I mean, come on. There are mysteries. I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. Revelation tells you that 7 heads and 10 horns, and one of the head was wounded with a deadly wound, and yet it come back to life. And then another beast rise up out of the earth. One out of the sea and one out of the earth. So here you are, my God. One out of the earth and one out of the sea. Beast. So you're dealing now. You're not playing with the little boys now. So you got to learn to play with the big boys. And that's the problem. And we get all mixed up. And I'm going to teach the word of God and prophecy and revelation. I'm going to miss it all mixed up. The woman, oh, she's a woman. Would you like to see a woman going down the street, you know, riding a beast, and she's drinking a cup of the wrath of God, and you know, she's drunk, but she's still riding. And she's sitting upon many waters. That means people. People still believe her, still love her. Still support her. And there's the kingdom of God. They don't know the kingdom of God. You don't even hear about it. You hardly hear about the kingdom of God. When Jesus returns, he's going to have to fight to be placed on the throne. But there are others that they don't even have to fight. Everybody want to put them up there. You know what I'm talking about. Where's no choice? Iron mixed with clay. They shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay, two substances. So here now you go down. It's all right, clay, clay, clay. Because that's the substance that God made man out of, the potter, and he's the clay. We are the he's the potter, and we are the clay. So you understand that we were taking the dust of the earth. That you can understand, right? The clay. But how come now another substance enter into the human race? The iron. We're not made of iron. But another substance takes over, so it could not stand. It could not cleave, because that's not the will of God. It mingles. Just like in the days of Noah, there was a mingling. And we're coming here, Jesus saying, there's going to be a mingling. And Paul says there's going to be a mingling. And that's why you're blessed are your eyes for the sea. That's why you have to have a church that's looking out. So you think that the pastor is only, oh, he's just reading his Bible. He's just not wasting time. No, he's a watchdog. Amen. You like that word? Pastor watchdog. That's my alley. Kate, you like that word? Watchdog. You like that girl? What's he watching for? Old sniff dog. Woof, woof. Was it bird dog? I mean, you know, some dogs can't bark. So what are they? D.D. Oh, I got my degree. What is it? A dumb dog. I can't bark. But see, I'm not a D.D. I'm a watchdog. So I watch day and night. What am I doing? Oh, you're just wasting time standing looking at them. No, I'm a watchdog. I'm on guard. Woof. I'm not a greedy dog who cannot bark. Oh, woof. I'll bark at every moving, every movement of the devil. Because a preacher is a watchdog. And he's got to look for these things that change. And the Lord said, one of the signs, he said, watch and pray. That's what he told Matthew 24. Watch. Mark 13. Watch. That's why tomorrow night we're watching again, right? Tonight we're watching. Did you like the watching today? Watch my wall of the night. Woo! My. Oh, God, I feel God. Lord, the Lord said he loved it. He's watching too. He's the one that's revealing it. Let me begin to wind it down. I haven't even get started yet. Next verse. Oh, yeah. And in the days of these kings. That's the 10 kings. Mingle. Tender. Shall, it's, look what he did. He started, I need more time. He started on the day of Pentecost, but so much more in Acts 10 when he brought in Cornelius, the Gentile. I'm going to go into it later. In the days of these 10 kings, God was going to take some Gentiles out of the kingdoms and begin to form another kingdom. And he was going to take Jews and Gentiles and break down the middle wall of partition between them. Where there's neither Jew nor Gentile, bond nor free, but we're one. Are you with me? We're one in Christ. And God's no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he don't care what color you are. He don't care whether you're white or you're black or say you got a big nose, flat nose, no nose. Your eyes are bulging. He doesn't care. He loves us. In the days of these kings, I like this, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Never. See that? Not like the gold, silver, brass, and so on. It shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. Do you get that now? No Babylonians. No means and Persian. But it's those that have the eternal touch in their hearts. Ooh, Jesus, come on, somebody ought to shout. But it shall break in pieces and consume all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, swallow them up. All these kingdoms. And it shall, what? Stand for. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. And behold, the days come when the saints of the Most High shall take. That's what we start doing. Take it. I give you the keys to the kingdom. That's the word of God. Take it. I give it to you. Put it in your heart. Love God. Tell the devil, get out my face. You're a liar. Don't let the devil rob you. This doesn't go with family. That's my brother. He don't cut it. You're not listening. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That is my brother. Brother don't come in. Son don't come in. Daughters don't come into this. This is a different relationship. Not by blood, but a different blood. It's called the blood of God. We are purchased by the blood of God because The natural blood cannot enter into it. But there's another blood. There's a blood that was shed at Calvary. The pure, holy blood of the Son of God. That's what we're talking about today. That we're born by blood. The blood of Christ. That's why. Sit down a little bit. That's why. I got a church, I beg them to sit down. Some church, I got to beg them to stand up. Listen. This doesn't have. He cuts the. Break down the middle wall. A partition where there's not Jew nor Gentile, bond nor free. So this cousin doesn't cut it. That's my cousin. My cousin. Let the dead bury their dead. But you come follow me. It's a hard thing to get out of that kingdom into this kingdom. But you have to be translated. Because this whole family business will keep you and miss God. If your mama don't want to do right, don't follow her. It's not my brother, nor my sister, nor my cousin, oh Lord, but it's me. Standing in the need of Christ. It's me. It's not your cousin nor your, not even your lover. Because you're going to love them in hell, are you? They'll bring you down to the grave. And you know what happened? And I'm not trying to be funny or not like that. Because that's, we all going that way. So don't you put on like you're going to be so nice and spicy. When you're going to be nice and melty. So now we are cheap. We are choosing something that cannot dissolve. Because the outward man will perish. It will dissolve. But it's the inward man. So don't you try to stop me from serving God. No, no, no. Well, it's my... We vow till debt we part. What debt? Come on. Don't let no husband or no wife or nobody. I'm not saying you should. But if that man or that woman don't want to serve God and want to hinder you, stand up for God. Don't let them deceive you. I'm not going to ever move, give up and quit because of family. Well, you're going to live a few more years and then you're dead? And then you look back with regrets and say, I wish I had done. Because that's the eternal kingdom. It's forever and ever and ever. And this one is until death. And then count how many days, man. Maybe you have a few more. 5 years, 2 years, 1 year. It's over. So you're going to trade eternal life for that? Let the man bark. Let the woman squeak. You've heard squeaking before, right? Squeaky doors. What do you do? Put some grease in it. And when that woman begins to squeak, get some grease of the word of God, some anointing. And put the anointing, get closer to God, and let her squeak. Well, I better begin to close now. Are you going to? That's right. They squeaky door. Better squeak. There's grease. Grease of the anointing. Might not oily. If when your wife is squeaking and your husband or whoever, get oily. Come on. You become the oil can to get the anointing. Get more of the Spirit of God and whatever. And then after a while, that little squeaking will go away because you're focused on God and don't let nothing distract you. I can't study my Bible because I'm afraid. Afraid of what? Well, my husband don't like me to study. My wife, my little kids want me to come fix supper. Yes, go ahead and fix supper and get back to oil. The oil can. But don't give up this book. The most important thing is to serve God. That's true. But we need to face that up. Otherwise, we never do. Well, people stood up for God and they gave their lives for God, and here we did was 11, and here we can't even stand up. Huh? They faced lying, didn't they? Hebrews 11, watch what they did. Moses and all that. And you, what about this church? What about now? You become soldiers. If God can ever find some men and women today that will stand up. You might be old and weak, but brother, the outward man perishing, but you got another one inside. He's strong. Sometimes you don't feel good, but the new man never feel good. The new man never wake up discouraged. It's the old man pulling you down. But you have to rise above the old man. And you live for the new you. In closing, the brass, where am I? 45. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hand. You saw it. You get that? And it break in pieces, the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The what? The who? Oh, this is where you start shouting. This is where you came in. This is your kingdom. This is your God. Say it louder. The great God. The great God has made known. So what I'm telling this morning, what was I telling you? What the great God has made known to you. I'm explaining it. You can't get no better than that. And you know why the church is so weak? Because they're not explaining what the great God, the message he sent to the church. When you know that we're down at the toes and mingled, it's over, then what's your problem? What's your problem? Why you are afraid? Why are you worrying? But you ought to pick up your trouble in your old kit bag and smile. Hey, come on. Smile a while and give your face a rest. Raise your hands to the one you love the best. Then shake hands with the one nearby or close by or whatever it is. Oh, okay? For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces, what? Iron, the brass, clay, silver, and gold. Every time I come there, I don't want to move. I don't care if you don't read the rest of the Bible right now. The great God that captured your heart. You can't move. The great God. You know, you come to me and say, God gave me this. Come on, stop that. Stop that nonsense. He's a great God. Yeah. The great God, Joni, the great God had made known to the king. Put your name in there. What shall come to pass hitherto? Put your church in there. I'll put your name in there right there. And the dream is certain. Because all the other kingdoms are fulfilled. And down we are. And if those are gone, are going, ready just to be smitten, the other part, it's for sure. Not only, but it's, you know, when it's certain, like, a few days from now, I'm certain. That's true, dead or alive. I'm certain it's my birthday. Pauline, I'm certain. Your birthday too. Aren't you certain? Sister Mew, you're certain it's your birthday, right? Yes, that's right. God, I'm certain. Oh, Lord. Put it back there. Who moved it? Where was I? That's it. It's certain. And the interpretation thereof, sure. Jesus. I want that to get down in your heart where you don't run over the Bible, but you sit there and you, I'm certain the God of heaven has chosen me. Yeah. I don't care if I'm black or white or rich or poor. I'm chosen. I don't care if you can sing better than I can. Oh, I'm chosen. Who chose you? You have not chosen me, but the great God. Verse and the interpretation there, sure, 46. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshiped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. And then he promotes Daniel and his friends. You get it, right? But let me read. The king said, the king answered unto Daniel, this is good, and said, of a truth it is, that your God, everybody say, my God. That your God, say, my God. That my God is a God of gods and Lord of lords and a revealer of sin. Now, if he's God of God, can you find him in the New Testament? Where? Anybody tell me the main chapter, I'm going to give you something, a gift, right now. What chapter in let's give it away. All right, what chapter? Chapter what? King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, brother, come. You found it? You deserve a gift here. Don't tell nobody what I gave you. I'm a man of my word. Are you with me now? Let's close it now. Said, the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth, it is that your God, my God, is a God of gods and a Lord of lords and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. And he goes on. I'll stop there. You enjoy that? Yeah. Give the Lord a praise. Praise God. Give the Lord another praise. Yeah.